present your bodies, September 2nd. Consecration. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You are not your own. Jesus has purchased you with his blood. Do not bury your talents in the earth. Use them for him. In whatever business you may be engaged, bring Jesus into it. If you find that you are losing your love for your Savior, give up your business, and say, "Here I am, Savior, what wilt thou have me to do?" He will receive you graciously, and love you freely. He will abundantly pardon, for he is merciful and long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. We, and all that we have, belong to God. We should not regard it as a sacrifice to give him the affection of our hearts. The heart itself should be given to him as a willing offering. The body is the only medium through which the mind and the soul are developed for the upbuilding of character. Hence it is that the adversary of souls directs his temptations to the enfeebling and degrading of the physical powers. His success here means the surrender to evil of the whole being. The tendencies of our physical nature, unless under the dominion of a higher power, will surely work ruin and death. The body is to be brought into subjection. The requirements of God must be brought home to the conscience. Men and women must be awakened to the duty of self-mastery, the need of purity, freedom from every depraving appetite and defiling habit. They need to be impressed with the fact that all their powers of mind and body are the gift of God, and are to be preserved in the best possible condition for His service.